Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Final hour of the program. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. He'll be back tomorrow, but we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. I'm on Prize Picks. That's right, Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code odd100 for a first deposit match of up to $100 today. All right, final hour. We're going to talk some more NFL, even though you're Lakers, though. Well, are you worried about the Lakers so far? Down big to the Rockets. Are you worried? Anthony Davis hurt again. Is he playing? I didn't hear.
No,
is
he it's not. Tonight? No, he's doing what he normally does, watching.
He's watching. As Charles, what did Charles call him? Street clothes? That was the nickname?
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Sad. It really is. Unbelievable. I mean, that guy's so talented. He just can't stay healthy. But TJ, let's go here. There's a chance, I think, that right, that Kyler Murray is going to start back at quarterback. Everybody thought that they would hold him out. They want to tank, maybe get Caleb Williams in the draft, get the first pick, and they want to tank and all that. But no, it looks like Kyler Murray is going to come back from injury and be ready to play and start. And, you know, there's talk that they might want to move on from him. They gave him the contract. I don't know how much financially it would cost him to move on or make a change. And I'm going to say, I get Kyler Murray had that terrible playoff game, one of the worst I've ever seen, just awful. And I know Kyler Murray is a bit like, you know, when they put in this contract to force him to watch film and the language was bad. It just made people feel bad that maybe he wasn't really into football like that, that they have to write in his contract that he needs to watch film. And things have gone haywire. Cliff Kingsbury got fired. Things turned bad. And all of a sudden, they act like the guy is no good or he can't play. This guy's a two-time Pro Bowler. He was the offensive rookie of the year in 2019. And now people are like, okay, let's move on. Let's get rid of him as if he's not something special. And we know when he was drafted, first player ever in this country, TJ, ever. You know how many great athletes there have been in this country? To
Top
be drafted
10.
In the first round in Major League Baseball and the NFL. Never happened until Kyler Murray.
Top 10.
Right?
And top 10. And yeah. Kyler, and the thing about Kyler Murray is...
Top 10, yep. Like, unheard of.
He's a really good football player. Really good. Like,
so why are people turned on him, TJ? Because that's what it sounds like.
That clause, the contract, and it got out. It made him look bad. And that's the organization's fault.
They did that purposely.
That's the organization's fault.
TJ, if you were the agent, okay, I would have said, I wish you would put that language in the do you know what I mean? Like, that should have never been included for it to be leaked out. Why did the agent allow that to be in the contract?
I guarantee the agent overlooked it. He didn't read through the contract.
He did a bad job.
Absolutely. He overlooked it. Because when you go through the fine print and you see that, immediately.
Take this out.
I need this to be removed. Simple. He did not go through the fine print of that contract and see that clause that was in there. And when it got out, it was like, wow. So once that got out, everybody started to question his commitment, his dedication to the game of football. And this is an organizational problem. They put that in there. And so that's when people started, oh, they're losing. Oh, he didn't play well in the playoffs. Oh, all these. Oh, he doesn't want to study. To me, if you have to put that clause in a contract, don't get a guy to contract then. If you feel 100%. That strongly that that clause needs to be in there, don't give him the contract. They gave it to him. With that being said, Kyler Murray can play football.
And can so, let's go. For people who forgot, I'm just for people who forgot, because I think, you know, you're right, all the other negative. This guy was Mr. Texas football twice. You ready? I'm just giving people a history lesson if you forgot. His team won 3 straight state championships and 43 games in a row. TJ, football, 43 games in a row. He missed 1 start during the streak and finished his career, you ready? A perfect 42-0 record as a starting quarterback. 42-0. Nobody. Dude, what? And you're giving up on this kid already? He's a winner. He's been hurt. I give you that. You don't throw him out because the guy got banged up or missed some seats. What are they talking about? Is that why this Arizona organization and ownership is mashugana? Is crazy?
You see what's going on with the upstairs, the ownership group, and people saying he treats them like they're less than and things of that nature. And so you see all that's going on. When you put a clause like that, it shows you right away, things aren't right at the top. That right away. It right away. Ah, this is why teams like this aren't winning.
And
it's,
you know,
it's not a coincidence.
I'm with you. It is A, that never should have been included. And once you do that, you don't think that clause is going to get out when a reporter got wind of it, right, and they leaked it? Because they were trying to embarrass him.
Do you think any of the top quarterbacks would want to go to Arizona after Kyler Murray? Oh, they put this clause in there. Oh, ownership has you got guys that are general managers in the front office that are going at the owner and the way he treats people and the way he is with people. No quarterback wants to go to that situation. Because they want to have a good career, and they see what's going on, and the chances of your career flourishing there is not great. The fact that they have a quarterback that can really play, the fact that they have a quarterback that wants to be there, they need to make this work. And again, right now as we sit, they have the first pick of the draft. Kyler Murray's good enough to where that's not going to remain there. He's going to win some games this year. And now would be the Chicago Bears and maybe, you know, who really look like they're tanking is the New York Giants. The Giants.
They look like – I think they made the playoffs a year ago, but the way that they look, I mean,
hey,
who's
Tyrod
their starting
Taylor
quarterback?
Out. Tommy DeVito. He will be the
who
quarterback moving forward. Exactly. So the
I'd
Giants
take Danny DeVito first.
The Giants will not win another football game this year unless Matt Barkley is a starter who they just recently signed. And so get back to Kyler Murray. He has a lot to prove. He seems as if Jonathan Gannon, the head coach, he likes him. They seem to have a good relationship. He got honored in Oklahoma in the offseason. They all went down to celebrate him. And so those are steps in the right direction to make the quarterback, Kyler Murray, feel like, they behind me, you know, they with me. We going to go on this journey together. So that, to me, is a step in the right direction.
No doubt about it. It's unbelievable where we are. If you remember, TJ, a couple years ago, they were 7-0 when the Packers showed up there. Do you remember that game? That Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, oh my
balling.
God. They were balling out 7-0. They lost that game, and then some injuries, some things happened, and they were never the same. And obviously Cliff and the GM, they lost their gigs. Kyler fell out of favor, got injured, and then all the negative talk about him. And he has some issues because even some former teammates came at him. What did you make of that, TJ? Is that jealousy because of the money, the contract? Or for a guy not even playing with him anymore, you know, a former teammate, to say some of the stuff that they said about him? You remember he went back at a couple guys, but I thought that was sad.
Now, I will say this. There may be something that Kyler Murray, just not even Kyler Murray, younger players do, that when you're a veteran, you're just not used to it. It may rub you the wrong way. And does he have some growing up to do? Probably. Every young player does. But if you are a leader, and this is how I was, I'm going to address it right there. And it's not going to be in a disrespectful manner.
Right.
I'm going to pull him to the side, man to man, me and him. And he's going to know that I'm looking after him long term. And I'm going to tell him what he's doing that I don't think is going to be beneficial for his career. Any player, when you come at him, and he knows that you're genuine and you care about what you're saying, he's going to listen and he's going to respect that. That's what that player should have done, is listen, Kyler, and broke it down to him. You have no choice but to respect that, because he's actually giving you advice for your career that's going to better you as a player and a person and as a leader. Because when you are the quarterback, that's how you're looked at. You have to be a leader of the team. And a lot of times, some quarterbacks is just not in their DNA, but they're forced to be in a position of leadership, even though that may not be who they are.
Right. And you're 100% right. I mean, if you don't care about a person, TJ, you're not going to waste your breath. Am I right? If I don't care about you, I'm not going to spend 2 seconds to tell you what you need to do to help yourself or not to put yourself in a bad spot or pitfalls or whatever. When people care about you, they speak up. I've always believed that.
When somebody, especially when we're all grown men, we got to make sure that we can succeed individually ourselves, because we have a family to feed. But if I'm coming to you, giving you advice on things that I see that I feel aren't conducive for you to have success in a successful career, anybody in their right mind is going to respect that and heed and listen to it. Or at least, whether you listen or not, you're going to consider it. And so with Kyler Murray, man, I'm looking forward to seeing how he's going to play. The Cardinals actually have been in a lot of games. You're starting Ricky and Clayton Tune. You're starting Josh Dobbs, who now you simps traded. And so Kyler Murray is going to win a few games here down the stretch. It'll be interesting to see now where the Cardinals finish in the draft, because they're not going to draft a quarterback. You get Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison. Now they cooking.
There you go. All right, so are the Cardinals doing the right thing by playing Kyler Murray down the stretch? What would you do if you were in their situation? It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue this conversation with you next. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard, 877-99 on Fox. Stick and stay.
To help fix the Cardinals in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code odd100 for a first deposit match of up to $100 today. I am on Prize Picks and I have used the $100 cash match. It's pretty awesome. It's a lot of fun to do as well. Our telephone number 877-99 on Fox. And we're talking about Kyler Murray, who is expected to make his return this coming Sunday for the Arizona Cardinals. And should they play him? Should they tank? Are they making a mistake? I think they're making a mistake if they think they're moving on from him. I don't know what the ramifications are money-wise, and that's probably why they're not playing that game, TJ, and he's going to play. But here's a chance for you to jump in. If you haven't been on in a while, you want to call in, call now, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And I know we got somebody want to jump in on us and talk about this.
We got Will in Wisconsin. You're an Odd Couple. What you got?
What's going on, Mr. TJ? What's going on, Mr. Rob? Happy evening to you, gentlemen.
Yes,
pretty good, man.
How are you?
Pretty good, Rob. Doing well in my journalism class. And, man, great topic, Rob. I'm going to just say this. TJ, what you brought up about the contract situation, I always approach it from my, you know, that sort of like a business sort of approach. Before these guys step on the field, TJ, they have to deal with their work environment that they're dealing with. So before Kyler Murray steps into his new contract, he has spiteful kind of action and activity around that. So, you know, you're going into work, and you got to deal with that, so you push on, right? Then in the same year, you have a problem with your play caller. Apparently, things aren't communicated the way that they need to, and our team isn't in the best situation, and then I get hurt. So then I have a situation, right, where I'm already not feeling that I have, you know, the team behind me. How do I play well into that? And then my team is giving me vibes like maybe they want to move on from me. And so what I would say is this, from a business aspect, it's not wrong for the Cardinals to take a look at Kyler's performance, not necessarily his upside, but just say, hey, he hasn't done enough for us, we feel, and they want to move on. But they had the right situation in Josh Dobbs. So I'm going to say that they're actually not planning on Kyler being the future and actually maybe taking a look at probably his replacement, which you can move him on, maybe a situation. I think for Kyler, honestly, it's a match made for Sean Payton in his new iteration to have a younger, fresher kind of version of what you get out of Russ and something maybe you can capitalize on.
Well, but Russ has that big contract. I don't know if they can move off of him, TJ. Would you take Kyler Murray over Russ? Is that where we would go?
I'm sure Sean Payton would, because that's a young quarterback that you can mold in. You can play with him.
But
now,
Russ hasn't played that poorly this year. Last year was awful.
No, he hasn't played bad at all. But when you look at it, if you can get a young Kyler Murray over an old Russell Wilson, you're going to do that. But again, those contracts, and not just Russell's, Kyler Murray's contract, that salary cap hit you're going to take is going to be enormous. And so I don't know if either team would be willing to take that on.
Yeah, that's the big thing is you just can't – it ain't like you could just move people. There's money attached, all kinds of stuff. I just think a talent like Kyler Murray, you got to be very careful because, like I said, he came out of the gate, rookie offensive player of the year, right? And two Pro Bowls to start his career. I mean,
Kyler Murray can play. I'm telling you, once they put that clause in the contract, people just started looking at it a little different. And so, again, you have to blame the organization for this. They started to look at him differently.
I'm with you because it made you feel like he doesn't want to play football or he doesn't care enough. Is that the right term? Maybe that's the right word, right, TJ? He doesn't care. If you got to say, hey, you got to study and it can't be on Xbox and it can't be – like, I couldn't believe the language that was in there. Couldn't.
It was as if he was winging it. He's winging it. Hey, you know, Kyler going to get out of practice. He going to do whatever's necessary. Then he going to go home and play video games. The majority of quarterbacks, they stand in there in the film room. They're actually meeting with the offensive coaches on likes and dislikes of the game plan. What do you see? Okay, this is what I see when I looked at this clip. What you think about this clip on defense in this situation when they're faced against this formation? What would you like to run? Those type of things. Like, they made it seem like he wasn't interested in partaking in those meetings that I know the quarterbacks partake in. And if that was the case, you sit him down and say, hey, this is what goes on in the National Football League, you know? It's what the top quarterbacks are doing. And if you don't believe that, let me get you on the phone with Kurt Warner. Let me get you on the phone with someone else that can give you the insight on how it's done. You don't listen to me. Listen to the guys that have done it at the highest of levels that played for it. That's what, to me, should have taken place. And that never gets out. And once that gets out, now it's he doesn't have the dedication to really be the type of player he can be because he doesn't want to work at it. And that will never end. Kyler Murray will have to literally win a Super Bowl for him to restore his reputation, if you ask me.
You know what? I do not disagree because once you hear that, it's stuck to you. And anytime like he doesn't play well, they'll be like, this dude, see, he doesn't put in the time.
He ain't studying. He
ain't studying.
Playing video games.
Exactly. And the one thing I will say is I thought that the Cardinals were too quick. Remember, he pouted to get the money a year earlier, that they could have waited one more year. You know what I mean? I did think that was the one thing I didn't like, but they gave it to him. And then everything just kind of seemed to fall apart, and I get the injury and whatnot, but he doesn't feel as good as he did. He was supposed to be something special, and I don't think anybody looks at him or views him that way anymore, TJ.
And it's when your reputation has been compromised and is taking a hit, the only way to restore that is to go out there and prove who you are as a player. And as a perk, because if you play well, then the narrative of, oh, he's not studying, he doesn't, that goes out the window. That's no longer what people can say. They can't say that if you go out there and play well, that he isn't studying, he isn't putting the requisite work in to be a great player. And so he can erase that just by playing well. And so he has everything in front of him. He's just going to have to go out there and get it done and prove it. That's the good thing about it. But you bring up, you know, he kind of made a fuss to get his contract. He plays a position to where the type of player he is, where he's going to run around and use his athleticism. You have to, at times, put your foot down and say, hey, I need to get this money.
I get that. I'm just saying the way he went about it, you know, scrubbing his social and making it. I just thought there's a way of doing it that you don't come off like a big baby. That's all I'm saying. I'm not mad at you for talking to them and letting them know. But you know what I'm saying? Like taking down all the Cardinal stuff. And I mean, that was to send a message. Oh, I don't want to be here. And all. I just, that rubbed me the wrong way. I think there's a way of handling it. He should have let his people handle it. If he was so busy worried about that, they wouldn't have had that clause in his contract that they didn't read. You know, like that's the, he was so busy scrubbing his social, he forgot about the contract. But all right, I've got a bone to pick with GMs across NFL America. That's coming up next. We'll discuss. But first, let's get you to Brian Finley for the latest on sports. AB Finn, what you got?
Yeah, Rob and TJ, it sounds like this Knicks crowd has a bone to pick with Victor Wembanyama. They've been directing boos at him, and he's just 2 for 10 from the floor.
Wait a minute, he goes on Broadway, the big city, the bright lights. TJ, what happened? What happened, Lucy?
Hey, man, you know, he a young kid playing in Madison Square Garden. Sometimes you ain't ready that first time through. So, hey, it happens, right? Madison Square Garden, it happens, the Mecca.
No doubt about it, guys. And, yeah, it's been a humbling experience for him. 101-79, the Knicks are leading against his Spurs with 10:30 left in regulation. Paul George, 22.6 rebounds for the Clippers, but right now they're getting tattooed by the Nets in Brooklyn, 89-79, halfway through the fourth quarter there. Kevin Durant upping his point total to 16. Suns just ahead of the Bulls, 70-68 in Chicago. Zach LaVine, 15 points for Chicago, 7:20 in the third quarter. At the half, the Rockets are emasculating the Lakers, 66-45. LeBron James has 7 points. He in the plus-minus category is minus 20, and that's not very good. The Heat 59, the Grizzlies 53, early moments of the third quarter there. Jaren Jackson Jr., 11 points for Memphis. We are also watching the Bucks as they are enforcing their will against the Pistons in Milwaukee, 69-54. Third quarter just starting. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 2 rebounds away from a double-double. The Timberwolves are casting aside the Pelicans, 84-55, halfway through third quarter there. Rudy Gobert already a double-double, 13-14 for him. That's no surprise. And to some of the finals already, the Wizards topple the Hornets, 132-116. Kyle Kuzma goes for a 33-point burger. Pacers take down the Jazz, 134-118, as Jordan Clarkson had 33 points in a losing cause. And Joel Embiid conquering the Celtics with a 27-point, 10-rebound, 4-block outing as he silences the Celts in a 106-103 victory. And the 76ers, TJ and Rob, are now 6-1 on the year, and they spoil a 29-point, 6-rebound performance from Kristaps Porzingis. This 76ers team, are they for real? Well, they look like it so far. I know it's early, guys. Back to you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, B. Finn. Have a great night. It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. That's right, Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code odd100 for a first deposit match of up to $100 today. All right, TJ, I do want to say this. And you play in the NFL and you work out quarterbacks all the time. And I just can't understand it. We mentioned this. Tommy DeVito is going to be at the starting quarterback for the Giants. Last week, I don't know, what did he throw? 4 passes? Did they, I could have played quarterback if I'm only going to throw the ball 4 times or whatever it was, or it was ridiculous. Please help me figure out why the NFL can't find 60, not 90, 60 decent quarterbacks, and how is this guy on an NFL team, TJ, with a uniform, making money, and they don't think that the guy can throw a football to have him make passes in a game? It makes no sense. I've seen this more and more with the guy. Why are there no quarterback? Are you kidding? There's nobody out there than Tommy DeVito?
He wasn't that bad, right? 15 for 20, 175 yards and a touchdown. I mean, he's decent. Now, And Randy Mueller, he said it perfect when he was on earlier. The college game is so different than the NFL game. Whereas you can just watch a game. The majority of the teams, they don't huddle up. They're getting to play from the sideline. And so they don't have to, in essence, regurgitate the play call from the headset. They just get a – they get the signals from the sideline, they get a card, or they get hand signals, whatever it may be, and they're yelling at the play at the line of scrimmage. And now you get in the huddle.
So they don't change the play?
They may. They may, and when they do change the play, are they not looking at the sideline in college? Right. They're looking at the sideline for the coach to change the play. In the National Football League, you may get three plays on one play call, Rob. And it's a check with me. It may be two passes in a run two runs in a pass. And so you're can. That's just two plays. They call the run and the pass, and they'll say trips right, Ron, that's the protection.
Okay.
646 mid-choice can zone read. The can is everything after the can will be the zone read or 24 part, whatever it may be. If he doesn't say can, it's the initial play. But then you may have three plays that accompany that. And so they have to understand which defensive front coverage gets us into these plays offensively. They're not ready for that type of workload and understanding of the game because they didn't go through it in college. That, to me, is the biggest thing. The NFL – and then we're just talking plays. We're just talking which play you're going to get us in. Now you got to worry about IDing the mic. Who's blitzing? What protection are we in? Who's blocking who? So now that's a whole other something to worry about.
Isn't that why the Michigan and the Patriots – scandals, you know, with the cheating and the signals, it makes a big difference if you know what they're going to run, doesn't it?
To a certain degree, if you still got to
perform, right, and you still got to make it happen. But I'm just saying, it does. It's like baseball. The hardest thing to do is hit a baseball, right? TJ, if you know what's coming, I'm not saying if the guys tell you I'm gonna throw a fastball, you automatically gonna hit it. But you got a way better chance if I know he's not going to throw a curveball at 85 miles an hour. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with it. Now, if we're talking the Michigan thing, I just think it's a bunch of jealous people in the Big Ten. Now they can't beat Michigan, they're going to cry.
Oh, when come on. But they got the coach on the sideline. He buying tickets everywhere. Come on, TJ. Don't give him a pass.
When they were beating Michigan, was this a problem?
No, but they weren't doing it. Like, no, wait a minute. Michigan's turnaround is almost like linked up to when they started this. Maybe this is because they cut Jim Harbaugh's salary. He was on, you know, he was on thin ice there. He took a pay cut. He couldn't even get an NFL interview. The Lions wouldn't even interview him because he had so much stink on him.
Or could it be he has a first-round quarterback in J.J. McCarthy? Or could it just be that? Let's just go through his quarterbacks in Michigan. Joe Milton, who had to transfer. Cade McNamara, who had to transfer.
I saw Michigan in the college football playoff get destroyed. Like they didn't belong.
That did happen. But all I'm saying is this. When Michigan wasn't winning the Big Ten and beating Ohio State and Penn, was this a problem then? But now that they're winning, this is a problem. So to me, it's they can't beat Michigan, so they're going to cry. Because when you guys were beating Michigan, it wasn't a problem.
I just think that's too easy, TJ. I mean, come on. If it's like the Astros. People are trying to get an advantage with trying to steal signs. If the catcher doesn't put his glove or cover it up, and I can see he's got two fingers down and I'm thinking it's a curveball, don't tell me I'm not going to take advantage of it. But now you're banging trash cans and you're doing all kinds of other stuff to get an advantage. And I think that if Michigan has really done this, and I'm telling you, the letter they sent to the Big Ten talking about, not that we're innocent and we didn't do this, but making excuses on why this is happening rather than just saying this is not true. You got to admit, The coach, why'd they get rid of the coach then? Why'd he resign if he didn't do anything? What would you resign for?
Listen, he didn't want the distraction. I don't know.
He didn't do anything.
No. Now, listen, there was some wrongdoing going on now. Where there's smoke, there for sure is fire.
Okay.
It's all not right. as That's if all. Michigan didn't do anything they weren't supposed to be doing. What I'm saying is everybody is doing it, Rob. Everybody's doing it. Michigan's just doing it better. That's all it is.
Everybody's doing it. Everybody's speeding on the 405. If they pull you over, they can't pull everybody over. If they catch you, TJ, you're guilty.
Rob, you watch football. Do you recall in the NFL when a lot of teams would go no huddle? You remember that?
Yes.
Why they don't go no huddle any longer? You ever thought about that? How many teams you see in the NFL just randomly go no huddle?
It doesn't happen like it used to. Why? Because they got the signals? Is that it?
It's because the defensive player has a microphone in his ear now. And they can take the calls because when I was playing, signals were being stolen. And teams were going no huddle. You remember Peyton Manning and the Colts, right? You remember that?
Right.
Just no huddle left and right. You remember that, right?
I don't see it anymore.
You don't see it anymore. And I wonder why. The reason is that defensive player is getting a signal, and now there's no hand signals, so you don't know what the guys are running, so you don't go no huddle because you don't have an advantage.
All right.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm with you. I've seen that. I still think Michigan, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's no doubt about it. All right, my man TJ Houshmandzadeh is dead wrong about one thing, and I'll tell you what that is next as we put a beautiful bow on this bad boy on this Worship Wednesday. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You know what you need to do, Alex.
What's that, Rob?
Stick and...
stay... for the parting America. Thoughts of the Hoosh and Rob Parker in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is a Worship Wednesday here on the Odd Couple, wrapping this bad boy up. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And that was the progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris Broussard. He'll be back tomorrow. I think he went to see Wimby at Madison Square Garden, turning that stinker there. My goodness, I'm sure he's not that happy that he didn't get to see him at his best, but it does happen. But TJ, here's my bone to pick with you. I'm picking bones with everybody, the GMs, and now you too. I've heard that you say that Antonio Pierce will keep the Raiders' job coming off of one game, one win over the embarrassingly terrible New York football Giants. Really? Do you remember Jeff Saturday won his first game? And I'm not saying he's Jeff Saturday because Antonio Pierce has coached before, but you can't base what's going to happen off of one game. Come on. This is too premature.
I base it off of knowing who he is and his understanding of the game and the way guys believe in him. I didn't base it off of one game. Now, if you really want to get into the technical aspect of it, you know that was the most points the Raiders scored all season.
Against that team, that team is awful. That team is terrible.
Most rushing yards the Raiders have had all season. The least points the Raiders have given up all season. Is that a
coincidence? Against the Giants, the New York football Giants. Awful. Now, here we go. So that's what you're telling me. Okay, off that game. If they don't win another game, he should be coach next year? They don't win another game. I'm asking you.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Do you think they're going to win another game?
No, I do, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like I can't make a snap judgment because it happens often. The Jeff Saturday thing is the perfect example. Like, that team was bad, was downtrodden. He comes, and I remember everybody went crazy. Oh, Jeff Saturday, you don't need to be no coach. You just need to be a leader of men. Jeff Saturday played in the NFL. He knows what it takes. Oh, blah, 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 blah. They didn't win another game. They were awful.
Hey, the only comparison that you can give between Jeff Saturday and Antonio Pierce is that they both played.
No, I get it.
No.
That's where the comparison stops.
Because
you're right, because he coached Antonio.
No. A long time. A long time. And so it's not as if he's going from the ESPN studio to being a coach. Obviously, he was a head coach in high school football, but we had tons of NFL players that we coached, and the majority of the coaching staff was former NFL players. And then he leaves and goes to Arizona State, does very well there, and leaves and goes to the Raiders. And so he's worked his way up. He's been coaching, whereas Jeff Saturday, he wasn't coaching. AP has been doing this, and that's where it's different. It's not like he just took his suit off and his microphone off and said, hey, I'm going to go coach and sit in this office now. He's been sitting in that office. Those players know him personally. They believe in him because of who he is.
I get all that, but if they don't win and say, I'm not trying to wish anything on anybody. My point is, it's too premature. Will you admit?
Very premature.
If they, very much so. Okay, if they lose, they go 2-7 the last nine games, that's not going to be a resume to make you feel good about hiring him.
No, it's not.
What's the other coach who was there before that? Rich Bisaccia got them to the playoffs, and he couldn't hold on to the job, right?
That was wrong, considering
what had happened. I know.
That was a mistake the Raiders made, and you don't like to make the same mistake twice, Rob. You know that. You don't want to make the same mistake twice. And this is the thing, though. Like, it's going to be an uphill battle. You got a rookie quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. And that right there makes it difficult. But I believe he's going to find a way to get some victories. And that will in turn give Mark Davis something to think about and make him strongly consider hiring Antonio Pierce. Now, let's just say AP is out of the question. They're not going to hire him. Let Michigan keep playing games with Harbaugh.
How shocked were you that despite having 4 years left on his contract that they bailed on Josh McDaniels? I mean, I was calling for it. I'm telling you, I think he's been a terrible head coach. He started 6-0 with Denver, but if you look at his record after that, it's been horrendous. And remember, he got caught cheating too when he was in Denver.
It's shocking because you rarely see a coach fired with that length remaining on his contract, but
four
it wasn't working.
Years.
It wasn't working. Why stay in a relationship when you guys both went out? Just get out.
Are
get
you
out.
Talking about my relationship with my ex-wife? Is that what you're saying? I'm just saying.
it wasn't going to work. The players didn't believe in him. We're going to instill the Patriot way. Man, the Patriot way on when 12 come through that door. If 12 isn't walking through the door, there's not a Patriot way.
12 and videotapes and Bill Belichick.
Nah.
What it is.
12.
And they didn't only win by 12. They had a top five defense every year they won. Stop giving Tom Brady all the credit. Stop it.
You
offensive guys. Stop it.
You're great with them, below average without them.
No, but they don't have the same defense they used to have. All right, this is the Odd Couple. Thanks, TJ. You're the best. Stick and stay.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.